Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
And I have someone in the studio with me. What a delight. It happens to be Otis Mace.
Hello, Karen.
How are you doing? Long time, no talk, no see.
Well, I think we might have met in Wellington in the 80s, or I'm not sure, early 80s, I think.
Yeah, well, we absolutely would have met in Wellington in the early 80s. Otis Mace, Guitar Ace. Remember playing your track quite a lot on student radio in Wellington.
Oh, good, right, yeah. Yes.
What was the name of that song?
It was a cover of a Gene Pitney song, Mecca, was it?
Yeah, it was Mecca. I played Mecca, but it was another one as well.
And then there was one called Otis Mace Guitar Ace.
Oh, it was Otis Mace Guitar Ace. Yeah, played that a lot. So it's not like you're back, because you've always been here, but we're talking to you this morning because you've got a gig going on at the Audio Foundation in Tamaki Makaurau, which, as I said before, it's got a bit of a spaceship theme.
Well, yes, it's a science fiction song saga, and what I do is I use sound effects that I trigger and visuals that are projected onto me and screen behind me, and tell a story about these two tearaway alien life forms from the planet Neutron Star, and they steal a spaceship and then promptly get lost in their stolen spaceship. They take it for a joyride. And while they're lost, they start hearing these strange bits of music leaking from planet Earth. And so they zoom down into an orbit around Earth and really get off on the music of Earth. You know, they love Earth music. Never heard it before.
That's a wide brief.
Yes, that's right. It's a pretty wide brief, exactly. But
are they listening to?
These are sort of trans-dimensional beings.
Oh, they listen to everything at once.
Everything all at once, you know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty amazing alien life forms, and so they have a dance around in their spaceship, and then they think, oh, we've got Snoopascope on the spaceship. We can use that to interact with Earthlings and interact with the music.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Snoopascope is working, and they do that, and that introduces each of seven songs that I play. And when I come to play the songs, I just do it live on my acoustic guitar with no backing tracks at all. The idea being that they hear a song, the Snoopascope takes them down to planet Earth into a situation which is...
I'm just going to move your mic closer.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Go, yeah, that's it.
There's the situation of a sort of a evil alpha male character who's trapped a young hapless female in his castle, and that's the first song, which is by Jonathan Colton, and it's called Skull Crusher Mountain. And they're quite horrified about this, and so they think, oh, what about Earth? It might be too scary. Earth music might be too scary. So they try again, Snoopascope, and then it brings them down to Aotearoa and a more intimate and more enjoyable domestic situation, which is one of my songs called Floor Laughing. And I could play that for you now if you like.
You could, and you definitely should. I just got somebody text me say Otis is too quiet on the mic, but I can hear you.
Oh, good.
We've got you. I mean, your guitar isn't mic'd up, but I assume it doesn't need to be. Do you want to wear
those
headphones?
Well, when I come to play, you'll turn the mic up, and I'll just move it down a bit so it picks up the guitar as well. But I'm pretty sure that is that okay now?
It's live.
Good. Yes.
Away
yes.
You go.
Indeed. Yes. Okay, so Floor Laughing, the Snoopascope shows them a couple getting ready for a night on the town in Tamaki Makaurau. Been together for a while, nearly a year or so, so no worries, she puts on her face for the night. And I need a slash, so I go into the bathroom. She's at the mirror, which is not even all that close to the toilet, and I go over the toilet and I start pissing. Ooh, ooh, she hoots. Can I hold it? Can I, oh please? What? Let me hold it while you pee just for me. What? No, it's private. Why? But she dances up and down and makes a big fuss. Oh, come on, where's the harm? Well, okay, I suppose, and by now I've stopped. So I let her hold it, which feels a bit strange, but not that unpleasant. So I get it going again, and then she pushes it off to the side, so my piss splashes onto the tiles beside the bowl. That woman, she really pissed me off. Fell on the floor laughing.
Otis Mace, that's a fantasy, surely.
Oh, well, nothing is ever totally written from experience. It all has to be invented, you know.
It's something that you might hope might happen. In the bathroom.
Yeah, well, anyway, an amusing situation of intimacy that not many people ever think about.
No,
but the aliens.
And in fact,
are...
thinking about it this early on a Saturday morning is like deeply unpleasant.
Good. Yes. Well, that's good because it'll wake the listeners up, hopefully, and they'll want to come and see the show on the 27th of March at Audio Foundation.
Oh, yes. Very good. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So this is from Planet Neutron Star, which is your show about these two tearaways. What planet are they from, these two tearaways?
Well, they're from Planet Neutron Star.
Oh, they're from Planet Neutron Star.
And they've stolen the spaceship and they've discovered Earth music.
Okay.
But they're still lost in space.
Yes.
But these alien life forms are fall in love with the music all over again because they know that it's not all horrible. But then the Snooperscope, so they try it again, and Snooperscope takes them to a, throughout time, it takes them to a situation that takes them back to 1982 in Otahuhu Magistrates Court. And on trial is a young solo mum who's being prosecuted for stealing an electric blanket in the middle of winter, and so there's a song about that which I wrote at that time when I was working on a scheme, and then it goes on. The Snooperscope, they discover Ferguson, Mississippi in 2014, and a song by David Rovix, who's a really great protest songwriter in America, and Michael Brown, who was gunned down by a policeman in broad daylight in the middle of the road in Ferguson, Mississippi. And they, of course, the alien life forms are horrified all over again. They don't know about planet Earth, and they really love it, and they want to take it home with them, but they remember, of course, the last planet they took home died, so they can't really do that. But anyway, so the that's the idea of the show, is that it's sound effects and narration stitched together, songs of widely different genres, and then when they find out eventually that planet Earth has GPS, so they can find their way home, and they decide to load the entire Earth catalog of music onto the ship's squishy drive and take it back with them, and they know they'll get a slap on the wrist when they get home, but they promise themselves a holiday at their favourite holiday resort, which is called Phit-Tuck Ridge, and that's the finale of the show. I'm sort of hesitant to fill in too many details because people won't need to come and see it, but it with the visuals and the sound effects and everything, it worked really well when I did the show in Dunedin in August. That was really good.
Yeah, I believe it was sold out.
Yes, sold out at Pearl Diver, and with the help of Robert Scott on the bill and also David Eggleton, it was a really good gig. People enjoyed it immensely, you know. And I've put a subplot in, and in the meantime, I've expanded it by one song, as it were. So Snooperscope, they think about planet Earth and they realize, they ask the ship whether it has any revolution juice left in the stores. And but sadly, it's out of revolution juice because they were going to sort of endow the inhabitants of this planet with revolution juice and maybe make things a bit better, possibly. But they do find that they've got oil of Luigi, which is an assassination oil. It means they have to split up, and one of them has to be anointed with oil of Luigi and go down to planet Earth and become the new assassin. Skip the roadblock, here she comes. Get a load of the pretty blue gun. Any slick trick under the sun, she'll give it a go if it isn't done. She made arrangements, she couldn't come. Dressed like a secretary, looks like a nun. Your crime, the radiant passion. It's time for the new assassin. Cool killer, top of the class. The other side from the shatterproof glass. Works as fast as the cameras flash with the cyanide cigarettes, the CS gas. It's her job, she doesn't bat an eyelash. She's working for the parish en masse. The breadline back in fashion. It's time for the new assassin. A melody played on a hand grenade from the rifle range on the green arcade. As the rain fell down on the big parade, messed up the motorcade, mucked up the masquerade. Secret weapons become displayed in the hands of half a dozen age Shantung suits, bulletproof shades. Oh, they shoot up anyone who happens to be passing. Everybody but the new assassin. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Do 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 do. She made arrangements, she couldn't come. Dressed like a secretary, looks like a nun. Your crime, the radiant passion. It's time for the new assassin. Just another link in the human chain. In the city where it always rains, no profit or personal gain are the silent rules in a lonesome game. One face in a purple frame, blackboard around the name, chalk marks around a blood stain. Thin blue line, red light flashing. It's time for the new assassin. Na 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 na. Oh, what time did you see it happen? It's time for the new assassin. Na 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 na. The bread line back in fashion. It's time for the new assassin. Na na na.
Nice one. Thank you very much, Otis Mace. And we're talking about the Planet Neutron Star, which is Otis's show, spoken word and story and song, spoken word and song story.
Yes.
Which is on at the Audio Foundation on the 27th of March. What day is that?
That's a Friday.
That's a Friday. Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. I know people can't see this, but I just wanted to talk about the poster and the artwork, which is...
Oh, right, yes.
Right, love it.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get Will Saunders to work on yet another poster for me, and he's a local artist and a really good songwriter and singer too. He has a band called The Trepidations.
Oh, but come closer to the mic there.
Oh, yeah, yep. But Will is great. He's sort of a bit like a psychedelic artist in the style of Robert Crumb, and... In my rush this morning, I forgot to bring one in, but I'll bring some up here for you. I'll give you a souvenir poster, Karen. He and combined that with a painting that was done by Robert Scott, you know, from The Clean and The Bats. He's an artist and a painter, and he often has science fiction themes in his artwork. So I asked him last year if he'd make me a spaceship, and he came up with this lovely It looks a bit like a Vauxhall Velox from the 60s or something, but it's green and yellow, and it's the stolen spaceship that these alien life forms have stolen, and to go on their adventure. And they realize that when they're get back to planet Neutron Star, they'll probably get a slap on the wrist or something like that, you know. But they promise themselves that they'll go for a big holiday at their favorite resort, which is which is called Phit Tuck Ridge, and that's the finale, which I'll play for you now. It's called Phit Tuck Ridge. Well, going up to Phit Tuck Ridge, gonna have a real fun time. We're going up to Phit Tuck Ridge, gonna have a real fun time. Gonna get some flames and get some fire in a loved up frying slime. 'Cause there ain't no sense in torching chickens or counting some old bridge. There ain't no sense in torching chickens or counting some old bridge. 'Cause the only thing that's worth a damn is up on Phit Tuck Ridge. Way down on Phit Tuck Ridge, over on Phit Tuck Ridge, up on Phit Tuck Ridge, way down on Phit Tuck Ridge. Well, the only thing a rambler needs is a valley and a hill. Yeah, the only thing an alien life forms is a valley and a hill. But don't get lost up Phit Tuck Ridge without your iron pills. All right, here we go. I'm waiting on a string of pearls and I'm waiting for the rain. Yeah, I'm waiting on a string of pearls and I'm waiting for the rain. 'Cause once I'm up on Phit Tuck Ridge, I don't feel no pain. Way down on Phit Tuck Ridge, over on Phit Tuck Ridge, up on Phit Tuck Ridge, way down on Phit Tuck Ridge. Take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you mix it all together on a great big vat. Because you know some people like to keep their cookies in a cookie jar and a pizza in the fridge. Some keep their cookies in a cookie jar and a pizza in the fridge. Ain't no flavor can compare to the honey you can find that's up on Phit Tuck Ridge.
Otis Mace, have fun on planet Neutron Star.
I will indeed, yes, 20... it's a fun thing to do, yes, it's great.
27th of March at the Audio Foundation, and let's hope I never encounter you in a restroom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, don't get trapped in the bathrooms there. But the Audio Foundation is a great venue. It's a real gem. It's in the basement of the Parisian Belt and Tie Factory, behind St. Kevin's Arcade on K Road, so it's Point and Terrace. And the people that run it are really good, keen audiophiles. They have all sorts of art things there. All the time, so it's a great venue to go to too. And tickets for sale under the radar. Look it up, Planet Neutron Star. And also special guest, must say, Duckling Monster Futurian. She's a well-known local sound artist, and she'll be opening the show with her own special sound effects. She's a great, great sonic artist.
Good on you. Thanks very much, Otis.
Thank you, Karen.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.